We are joined by John Egan. Is that correct?
That's correct. Hello, guys. Welcome again to Oshkosh.
All right. Thanks. It feels like I just got here 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
No, just kidding. You're with EAA Chapters, an all-important function. I mean, it's like the lifeblood.
Yeah, we have nearly 900 chapters around the country. We have chapters up into Canada, and we have international chapters. They truly are the grassroots of EAA, and frankly, our most engaged EAA members. They engage in EAA year-round.
Yeah, EAA at home.
That's it, exactly.
And you've got new chapters forming all the time?
Yeah, we'll form about 20, 25 chapters a year.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's great.
That is great. I didn't realize it was growing so fast.
Yeah, we have a great bunch of chapter members who want to engage in chapter lifestyle throughout the year.
Okay, now for there are tons of us EAA members that are probably not affiliated with a chapter. So why become affiliated with a chapter?
Sure. Well, we like to say here at AirVenture is our pancake breakfast on steroids. Our chapters often host, for example, a pancake breakfast. Often it's a fundraising event, but it's really another opportunity for a destination for pilots to fly to. And coupled with pancake breakfast, for example, are Young Eagle rallies. This is where volunteer pilots, EAA members, fly kids for the first time. They donate their time to fly a kid to get them interested in or aware of aviation along with their parents. So just advocacy promoting aviation is a good reason to join a chapter. But frankly, it's just, as a chapter member, you can engage in socializing, education, and aviation throughout the year at your local airport. It just provides good opportunities to engage and participate in different types of aviation and different types of discipline within your community and in aviation.
And there's a lot of chapters. I mean, most chapters are building airplanes, or guys in the chapter are building airplanes.
Yeah, so historically, 1953, when EAA was formed, the first chapter was formed about 11 months later, out at Riverside, California, at Flay Bob Airport. And many of the folks back then were forming chapters because they were interested in home building. Today, many of our chapters do focus on home building, but all our chapters have different types of philosophies that they run their organization, but they all have that common EAA DNA, as I like to say. Some of our chapters are primarily Young Eagle chapters, where they focus on flying kids. Some of our chapters are building chapters, where they build airplanes. Some of our chapters build airplanes with kids as part of a youth program. So there's a lot of different
careful
diversity.
How you phrase that. Gluing kids together to make an airplane doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
No.
They build airplanes with the help of kids.
There you go. Exactly. Well, that's better. Yeah. A lot of parents just breathe the collective, sigh of relief.
Well, the thing of it being is that's how you get the kids started. Get them hands-on. Here, you've never used the drill before? We can show you how to do it. You never driven a rivet? Here's how you do
it. Yeah, with liability concerns in school, a lot of these hands-on activities, and frankly, the cost is waning nowadays. And we're better to learn about, putting mind to hand than at a chapter and engaging in participation and building aircraft and different types of activities, such as we have Young Eagle Workshops programs, where it's a day camp activity for kids at the local airport provided by your chapter. So we provide content to our chapters to host aviation day camp for kids. And some of those activities include hands-on activities, building wing ribs, doing an electrical lighting project such as that emulates wingtip lighting, learning about weather, flight planning, instrumentation, all those kind of things. Kids can learn these types of things at chapters.
That's a wonderful resource.
It is a great resource, and it helps the kids, get away from all of the screens that they're usually glued to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, when we grew up, our video game started as soon as we got out the door.
Yep.
We did things.
Doing stuff.
That's right.
And these types of activities at the chapter, they help develop the kids socially into maturity as well. The chapters, provide them an opportunity to speak on behalf of what they're doing. You're working with somebody, so you're describing what you're doing sometimes, or you're taking instruction on how to do something. And then when these kids can develop into mentors for other kids as younger kids come along as well. It's pretty exciting what what we see going on.
Sure, you'd learn leadership and teamwork skills as well if you're building an airplane.
You learn how to be an older kid. You know, the younger kids learn, like you said, they're mentored by the older kids. They learn how to behave as well as all the other stuff.
Yeah, and building an airplane doesn't provide instant gratification because it does take time to build a real airplane. But we have programs where kids can build an RC airplane. We have a templated program for that. And then for immediate satisfaction, they can start learning how to fly RC with a simulator that we provide chapters.
That's a lot of tools.
It is a lot of tools, but, you know, the kids, there's a lot of skills there to be learned.
Well, you're starting, it's the gateway to aviation concept, you know, you start here and then you've got the rest of the path.
As we all know, the aviation community is passionate about their hobby or their industry, and they are so willing to share it with young people, and that's why this works.
And, of course, the kid takes pride of ownership. Look what I did. I've never done this before.
I've had comments from parents saying, "My, you know, on the way home from a daily day camp at one of our chapters, she said it was a 45-minute drive home. He never stopped talking every single day all the way home about what he did that day. And she said, he's never done that before coming back from any other events.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I think she found the right event.
Yeah, and the right organization to attach their children to a little closer because they're all great bunch of people. Yeah.
It is amazing to stir that kind of enthusiasm in a kid.
Yeah. It's difficult. Start the fire and then fan the flame.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
So if I was a chapter and you coordinate the dissemination of all this information and stuff? Or?
Yeah, in our office here in Oshkosh, in our chapter's office, we provide content to share with chapters. We provide leadership training for chapters. In the winter months, we invite chapter leaders to come out here to Oshkosh, and we train them over a weekend on how to be better chapter leaders, frankly. It's a wonderful opportunity. We go on the road, and we do leadership training on the road for our chapters. So if anybody's interested in forming a chapter, make sure you get in contact with us here at EAA in Oshkosh at the chapter's office and just start talking with us about forming a chapter. And we will help guide you on how to form a chapter and how to be a better chapter leader. We will also provide a number of turnkey materials, programs that you can utilize. I mentioned the workshops and I mentioned the build and fly, which is the RC airplane. A lot of chapters are building full-scale airplanes with kids. I'd like to introduce a career day for chapters coming up, where we will provide turnkey information to train chapters on how to have a career day at the airport for kids.
Oh, wow.
You know, you talk about a chapter building an airplane. I was over at the Blue Barn yesterday, and there's an RV-12 sitting there that was built by kids.
Yep, this is a great story. Chapter 1522 in Cynthia, Kentucky, and this is a rural area, a very rural area in Kentucky. They have a relatively small chapter. They started flying Young Eagles on a consistent basis, so they had this pool of kids that they knew were out there with an interest in aviation. They then decided to build the RC airplane kit, the build and fly program. That might be an 8 or 10 week Saturday mornings program. And a number of kids, believe it or not, can build this because you can build the fuselage on one workshop table, the wings on another, and the tail section yet on another. You can have a learning module where I talked about the simulator, where kids can be learning how to fly RC airplane at the same time. And then we even give them a little indoor RC airplane to play with for that, again, that immediate satisfaction. This chapter engaged in that program was successful. The parents wanted to stay connected at the chapter with their kids and do more. What else can we do? What next? We built this RC airplane. Well, they decide, let's build an RV-12 airplane. So that spawned the building of the RV-12 that is in the Blue Barn this week here at AirVenture. And you'll notice there's some signage around it that tells the story of that build program. It's a great story. Very successful.
The other thing that's neat about it is all the kids have personalized the airplane. There's all kinds of greetings and people that drew their handprints and autographs. It was awesome to
see
that.
The chapter actually brought that fuselage before it was completed to AirVenture last year. And so a lot of people saw that fuselage last year as well. I signed it last year here in Oshkosh.
Has it flown yet?
It has flown. It's in private hands right now. They're The owner is looking for a way to enable other people to fly it and provide the airplane to give Young Eagle flights.
Hmm. Okay, that means insurance.
Yeah, so, you know, chapters can't own and operate their own airplane. They can build the airplanes, but then it has to go out of the chapter's hands. They use it as a fundraising opportunity, invest in the next kit down the road. But this particular airplane, the owner wants to keep it at the airport and engage in youth activities with it.
Right, so he'll donate the use of the airplane.
Trying to help with that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, are they gonna move on to another one?
I don't know what holds the story. They're going to start building. Now they're going to start building control line airplanes, and they're actually creating a set of how-to videos and instruction for us. And this is at their own advisory. They're going to donate their time and show us how to build RC or the control line airplanes. So they're putting a kit together where you can scratch build a control line airplane very affordably, and then we'll turn around and roll that out to all chapters in the future so they can participate in that. So that's what's immediate on their
so
schedule.
Much creativity.
Yeah, all good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's anyway, brain dead.
Welcome to Thursday. No, it's awesome to see that EAA is taking such a great part in the EAA chapters and also helping out the kids.
Yeah, we have a new program here at EAA. Maybe you already heard about it, EAA Aero Educate, which is yet another youth program where EAA, along with North Carolina State University, has developed content for people just to swipe and share. And it's educational content that they're free to use.
Okay, so start out at EAA.org, right?
Yep, and there's also a website called AeroEducate.org.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
I want to thank you for joining us.
We've been listening to John Egan this morning. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.